It is August 15th, 2025 at 11:15 a.m. This is the Echo Canyon Preliminary Municipality Board Meeting, and I'd like to welcome everybody here and call the meeting to order. I want to do a quick roll call to see who's in attendance. Myself, Craig Weston, obviously is here. Who else do we have?
Trent Arnold.
Trent Arnold, and to be followed by Tom Gottlieb.
And then Jonathan Hoffman is on site.
Great. So we have four of the five municipal board members. So we have quorum, and we will continue into the agenda item. So first, number two on the agenda is to approve the prior meeting minutes. Jay, what are the dates of those meeting minutes that we are going to approve?
So you have June 12th and June 24th.
I have reviewed and read the meeting minutes in preparation for this meeting. I don't have any additions or corrections. Does anybody else have any questions or need to make any changes on those?
Do not.
Do not, Tom Gottlieb. I've also reviewed and have no comments, and I'm prepared to make a motion to approve the minutes as prepared for both the June 12 and June 24, 2025 minutes.
Nothing on my end, and I'll second the motion.
All right, so we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 That passes unanimously. We'll move on to agenda item number three, which is the discussion to approve and retain litigation attorneys. Jay, I'm going to let you kind of give us background on this, and then we'll make the motion ba after any questions or discussions.
Smith Hartvigsen is the preliminary municipality, the equivalent of the city attorney, the municipal council. And I want to emphasize that's SEL, not CIL, for that, just to be clear. So our role is more limited on the litigation side. And so the proposal has been made to hire separate litigation counsel with the firm Smith Knowles. An engagement letter has been presented. We want a we will, we're what we're looking for is a motion to ratify and confirm any actions previously taken, as well as approving the contract as presented. Separate from the mo that's the motion. Separately from that, things will flow from that naturally that relate to that administration of the contract, the approval of the contract, and the high level strategy of just having separate attorney that is in the public purview. There is a right of the public to know who those attorneys are. And that contract was approved. Closed sessions, which are always on the agenda, but are not always needed, are not. This falls outside of the scope of that. Even though the approval is related to litigation, it is not the strategy discussion that's covered by the closed session that warrants going into that. If there's any no questions on that, I'll just re reiterate what the motion is to get this through,
Hey,
and that is.
Jay, I have one question before we take this to vote. In terms of the budget on this, I think this is outside of the budgets that we approved. I'm assuming we just ne do we need to do anything on that, or is that just assumed that when we have issues like this come up, we can adjust the budgets without having to do something formally?
So with Echo Canyon, there's two things at play. One is that you have the developer reimbursement and administration agreement that covers a lot of these types of costs. So those don't even if the cost doesn't come directly to the city, that can be covered in that way. But also anything that does need to be documented in the budget side can be dealt with later.
Okay.
So the overall strategy is that this would be approved, ratified, budget amendments as necessary would come in that process.
Awesome. Appreciate the clarity. I've reviewed the contract. I believe, I had a conversation with this law firm. I feel like they've got the expertise and kind of help shepherd us through this litigation. So, any other questions from any other of the board members about this? Or discussion?
Not for me.
None for me.
None for me.
So again, to reiterate the motion, we are looking to ratify prior actions taken to get to this point and approve the contract as presented. And then that's the motion.
Do we have someone who wants to make that motion?
It's Trent, I make the motion.
I would second that motion.
All right, so we have a first and we have a second. Jay, obviously you'll document the motion as you described. Let's call for a vote. All in favor, aye.
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 That is a unanimous approval of that item. And then we will move. It doesn't sound like we have anything for a closed session. And thanks, Jay, for the clarification on what closed sessions we'll need to cover. So without any, is there anything else moving into agenda item number five that is outstanding that needs to be discussed? I don't personally have anything that needs to be discussed. Is there anything else on anybody's mind?
For my part, for legal, there will be some more code work that we need to do, but that's just as an update. There are some things kind of we got a spurt of activity at the front, but there will be more as we identify more needs of the city.
Jay, does that have to go through Planning Commission, or is that something we just
But
deal
some
with?
of them may and will clearly identify those as we need to.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Appreciate it. And anything else that needs to be updated to the board?
Nothing for me.
No updates.
No updates.
Okay, sounds like we are good to go. I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
It's Trent, I'll second.
We have a first and a second. All in favor, aye.
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 That is unanimous. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.